Herkules. Digitalizacija nasljeđa i identiteta srpske dijaspore.
So you were saying your husband was an only child in a Serbian community
in Northern Indiana? Yes.
Okay.
And he grew up with all of his family. His church family is his family. And I asked him, why don't you, we have a church 1 mile from our house here in Glenview. And he said, no, you don't understand. That's my family. I have to, that's where I'm from. They know when I was a child. All the Babas say, oh, when you were little you did this, and your mother did this, and your father and your grandmother did this. And as I got to go there, I realized that's true. This is your family. You have such a sense of community here. Why would you leave?
Okay.
And I never realized that growing up Catholic because we moved. We never really stayed, unless you lived there for a long time, you didn't stay in your church.
I see.
So then I started going to church with him when we got married, and then I understood how it all worked.
So the Serbs here are very much connected through the church and the communities that are set up around churches, right?
Yes, and even when you move, we have Mladen Skulovic. Carl Malden, actor, lived in California. He was a member of Sveti Sava. And he would talk to my husband on the phone because that's still his church.
No,
and there's so many people. My husband has a friend who lives in Indiana, but his church is here. Mm-hmm. And we lived here. And my husband, and they would go on the highway. They pass, and they're driving an hour and a half each way. And I said, well, that's your church. You have to go there. You know, just their church for life. They don't switch unless it's urgent. You know, I'm sure you go to your local church because the services are across the country.
Yeah.
But that's wherever you start is always your family church.
Amazing.
And it's really, really great. I think grandparents instilled that. This is your family and your church. And to this day, we're still friends with so many people who he grew up with. We were with friends last night that since they were children in church school, remember we did this and we did that. And I only have my family that I do that with. He has his church family.
But you were saying that his friends did not speak Serbian or did not learn Serbian as children?
Yes, and they're all 60s and 70s, so they were when the families came here. They didn't purposely teach them Serbian. They said, no, we're in America. We have to learn English. Because he asked all of his friends, do you speak Serbian or do you? And no, I wish I did. I wish my family, my parents did. Unless someone didn't speak any English in the house, they didn't learn it. My husband's Baba only spoke Serbian. So why he learned it.
So he didn't learn it in church school.
No, he learned it
Serbian
at home. He's 70, so he didn't. They didn't have it then. But now they started church school. They started Serbian classes, and some kids came, some not, and now it's full.
Wonderful.
All the kids want to go. They think it's cool. They want to learn it. Plus, it's your heritage. How would you not want to learn it?
It is wonderful.
Yeah, it is really.
It is so good to know.
It is. It is great. It is. They have a sense of pride. And there's so many Serbs in Northwest Indiana. It's such a community.
Yeah.
And they all speak Serbian. So the kids want to get in on it too, you know.
Do you have children?
I do. I don't have Serbian children.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And your husband?
He does. He has three children. They're half Serbian.
And do they speak the language?
Only the oldest one, because he went to the classes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. They don't live in that area anymore, but it's...
But when he speaks to his son, does he speak in Serbian?
Sometimes, yeah. And they like it. And now that they are having children, now they think, oh, this is so important. Now I should have done this. So now I think our children and grandchildren are going to have way more than we did. I think that's the way it's going to work, because all children now want to learn another. So many, everybody here now knows two languages.
Do your children speak Italian?
A little, yes, they do.
Did they maybe choose to take it as a minor in school. University?
They did.
Okay.
My daughter's fluent in Spanish. She took that as a major.
I'm a professor of Spanish too.
Yeah.
I originally, what I normally do is teach Spanish at the University of Belgrade.
Oh, yes. She double majored. She took Spanish and law. So,
oh,
neat. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think those are two important things here.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you live in Chicago.
I know.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting how it all comes to fruition where the kids came back. I think everyone comes back to their roots. You know, that's another thing with Sveti Sava. That's the only, all the churches really in Northwest Indiana. The parents really keep the kids involved. They bring them every Sunday. They go to the colo. The kids, it's so cool when I go to weddings and all the kids know the colo.
Uh-huh.
They know and it becomes still a tradition. They wear the opanka and the costume and everything, and it's really, I love it. I don't see that in, maybe Greeks do that, but I don't see any other nationalities
Italians
or religions do
not
that.
Like that?
No. Italian Americans very rarely, and they don't have you have a very, very deep tradition here. Mm-hmm. And it's really the parents and the grandparents that keep it up. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't take the kids, they won't do it.
Yeah.
And I really do see a lot of the parents, oh, no, we have to go to colo or choir. It's very important to the Serbian people, and I love that. I love that about the Serbian people. Now I'm an outsider, and when I came in, I thought, why are they doing this and doing that? And as I go and I see it, now I understand. And now, and I think it keeps the kids.
And you're accepted, and loved.
From
what I see here.
Yes.
So you're a member of the community now as well?
Oh, yeah. I go to Serbia with Kathy. We go once or twice a year. I was with Lifeline for many years, and now I'm with our Serbs. I just like our mission.
What are those? I'm sorry.
Lifeline is a humanitarian organization. It was through Princess Catherine.
Okay.
Kathy started it for her here.
Uh-huh.
And you should really talk to Kathy. She's very interesting. Kathy Fanslow.
Oh,
She was born in Belgrade.
I think Yelena is actually talking to her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She was born in Belgrade, and she came here when she was younger, maybe 7, 8, went back, came back, and she was from a single mother. And she started Lifeline for Princess Catherine here. And we do a lot. We did a lot of work with orphanages for many years. And now Kathy, started this organization. It's Our Serbs, National Serbs.
Our Serbs.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And we do, we now work with the diocese. We work with the patriarch. We see him a lot.
Uh-huh.
We work with the churches. We work with Sveti Sava in Belgrade. We have soup kitchens there. We're building houses in Medveđa.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
In Medveđa,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We find great opportunities, and we do things like we help people. We buy cows for a family so that they could be self-sufficient and do things for themselves. They don't want money and goods. They want things to be independent.
Right.
So that's our mission, to make people independent.
Do you have a feeling that you get the support from the state in Serbia? I mean, from the government and the officials at the local level? Would there be something that you would need to be improved?
No. We used to bring things there, and that was an issue. Princess Catherine really helped us bring things there. We used to send truckloads of things. Now we find it's more important to hire craftsmen there. You saw that. We like to buy things there to keep the economy going, and hire craftsmen there to build things for us. We don't want to ship things.
Right.
I feel like things come from China, we send it there. Just let's hire Serbian people to make our things and buy from Serbian stores, and so it's been working great.
But how come you don't? We don't hear about you in Serbia?
We are on the news all the time.
I guess
Google.
I'm not doing
Google.
The news.
You have to Google.
I actually stay away from the news. That's my problem.
Well, actually, we are. We're with the patriarch all the time. We go there every Christmas.
Okay.
We go to Sveti Sava in the Hram, and we give out 2,000 gifts with the patriarch every year.
I'll look you up in January.
Yes, we're there. We'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there with Kathy.
Yeah, because I have an apartment right across the street. Oh. I used to live there. Now yes. I'm in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I love the small church, actually, better than the large temple.
Well, we go to the Father Vlad is our, he's one of our guider. He's the charge of the soup kitchens.
Ah.
And we support that. We pay for the soup kitchen.
Okay.
We support it because they feed a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And there's two now. We have two. And he's the priest for the small, beautiful, the oldest church in Belgrade. It's in the woods.
Ah, Ružica, no.
I don't know the
name. No.
It's beautiful. And it's in a very wealthy area where all the like embassies are. And
Cerkva Petri Pavla. St. Paul and Peter's?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He's the priest there. He is awesome. He's fun and witty and serious and crazy altogether. He's amazing. And he helps us. You know, we work with them. You know, they tell us this family needs something. We had one of our first projects, a man wanted to grow raspberries to support his family.
Yeah.
So we bought all these raspberry bushes and he got them and he planted them, and now he calls us all the time. My crop is good, thank you. I'm providing for my family myself. Because you can't keep giving, then they always, you become a dependent state. You want to make people independent and provide for themselves.
Right.
So that's our mission here, and we think it works really well.